Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our Father and our God, you are holy.
Yes.
Worthy.
Yes, God.
Are you Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And God, we are your people.
Yes, Lord.
You are our good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the sheep of your pasture.
Yes.
We need a word from you.
Yes, God.
God, we ask that you would give us fresh water and fresh bread.
Mm.
I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you care for us.
Yes, God.
I thank you for your mercies and for your grace.
Yes.
And thank you that you're still speaking to us.
Yes, God.
And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That you would continue to move by your spirit in this place.
Yes,
we take authority over every spirit that's not like the Christ.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
We command Satan to get off the premises
yes.
right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind up the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
And we loose your spirit in this place. Oh God, we ask you to have your will and your way. We ask you to set the captives free. We ask you, oh God, that you would cause the prodigal to return back home.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for healing in bodies. We pray, God, for deliverance of dear God and those who need their mind set free. We declare that it is so. Oh, God, we just appreciate you. God, we worship you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you. We exalt your name. There is no other God like you. And we bless you on today. We cry out hallelujah unto you today. Oh God, thank you for what you've already done in this house. Thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do. And thank you for what you're doing even now. It is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the people of God come to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you do me a favor? Would you just stand up and find you a person? Hallelujah. Find you a person. I want you to grab their hands and look at them in the face. And I want you to say to them, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how you're feeling right now. But I want you to know that you are not alone. God has not you. He loves you. And he cares about you. He is concerned about you. Hallelujah. Grab somebody else's hand. Find you another person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say to that person, I want you to know,
I want you to know
that you are wonderful.
That you are wonderful.
Just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
That
don't
you are fearfully and wonderfully
made.
God
has
his hand on you. And he wants to use you. For his glory. And his honor. Can you just shout and give God a praise? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Hallelujah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Is it good news? Don't you feel encouraged?
Yes.
Don't you feel built up?
Hallelujah.
You feel like going on?
Yes. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Come on, give us a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just got set free from the
enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I always say, we never know who's sitting beside us.
That's right.
We never know what somebody is going through.
Yeah.
Because things are well with our lives,
oh,
with our
God.
Family.
Yeah.
We assume that everything is well with somebody else.
That's right.
You don't know what it took for your neighbor to get to church on this morning.
That's
Hallelujah.
That's right.
They are dressed up looking fine and looking great.
Right.
But you don't know what's going on in their hearts. You don't know what's happening in their minds.
That's right.
And we as the people of God have got to learn how to encourage one another.
Amen.
How to build each other up. We don't need to be jealous
of
one another. We don't need to compete with each other.
Yes.
We're free, to worship together.
Yes.
We're free to love each other.
Because
we all have the same Father.
Amen.
We have the same Daddy.
Yes.
Minister Cruz, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My Daddy loves me and He loves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's enough love.
Oh my God.
For all of us.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We certainly do give honor to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And to our beloved pastor, Pastor Harold Sylvester Steen. Hallelujah. To Papa, what I call him. And to Reverend Jasper and to Minister Cruz and Reverend Thompson. Reverend Pope and Minister Cole and Reverend Charles and all of y'all folks.
That's all right.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
I'm glad to be in your midst. What an awesome God we serve. And thank you, Papa, for the opportunity to stand here again to declare a word from the Lord. And there is a word from the Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Our Daddy has something to say to us. And I want you to consider two scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
One from the Old Testament, the Old Testament book of Psalms.
Okay.
The 121st Psalm. And we're going to lift two verses in your hearing. Verse 1 and 2 of the 121st Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
And our second scripture is going to come from the New Testament. The book of Hebrews, Paul's epistle, Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 15 and 16. A familiar text to many of us. God wants to say something to us today. And when you have it, please say, I've got the word.
I've got the word.
Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, reads like this. I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
Yes.
From whence cometh my help.
Somebody
say, my help.
My help.
My help comes
from the Lord.
That's right. Who made heaven
and
earth.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
This is the King James Version as
Praise
well.
The Lord.
For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Thank you, God.
The word of the Lord is already blessed. May He bless us. Before you take your seats, would you look at your neighbor and say,
neighbor, help.
Wanted. Look at your neighbor and say,
neighbor, help.
Wanted. Grab yourself in the collar and say,
help.
Wanted.
All right now.
Help wanted.
Yes, sir.
Help wanted.
It's all right.
Help wanted.
That's all right.
Help wanted.
Amen.
Help wanted. Consider the number of times that you have seen help wanted signs at local businesses. Usually when we walk into a store, restaurant, or bank, there is someone that says, hello, how may I help you?
All right.
Unfortunately today, customer service is no longer what it used to be. Some of the attitudes expressed as we've gone into places say, how may I not help you?
All right now.
That's right.
I was disturbed one day when I had a taste for some glazed donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right now.
Minister Cole, it was in the afternoon, and I didn't think it was strange that since I had a taste for glazed donuts, that I would actually, Reverend Thompson, go to the donut specialty shop.
All right.
That's reasonable, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And so I go through to Dunkin' Donuts. I go through the drive-thru, and I didn't ask for anything in particular. Just some plain glazed donuts.
Yeah.
And the woman replies back that we are out of glazed donuts, the basic donuts, when asking for anything special. And thought to myself, I wonder what Mr. Duncan would feel about that.
That's all right.
That the store that is supposed to be known.
Yeah, right now.
For giving you basic donuts. I wasn't trying to get any sprinkles, Reverend Jasper. I wasn't trying to get any Bavarian cream, anything to feel. I just wanted
glazed donuts.
Basic donuts.
Yeah.
If I didn't go to 7-Eleven, I probably could have got them at 7-Eleven. But I was in good shape, Angelo, because I went to the specific store that's supposed to have.
All right.
Like going to McDonald's. And all of a sudden, they don't have any more hamburgers. Oh, my God. We got a problem.
Hello.
But that's where we've come to.
Yeah.
In customer service skills. And the woman was not least bit disturbed. Didn't have a problem with that. Because customer service is not what it used to be.
Right.
I used to work in a shoe store back when I was in college. Used to work at, some of you have heard of, Kenny Shoe Store. And we were trained as soon as someone crossed our doorway that we were to greet them. We were to acknowledge their presence. We didn't have to run up on them. But we were to speak to them to let them know we knew that they were in the store. And then we would wait a few minutes to see if we could help them.
That's right.
But now, you can walk in the store. I went in the store the other day. I have all of these experiences. Lord, help me today. I went to put gas in my car.
All right.
Went inside to pay the clerk. And the clerk was nowhere to be found. Another person came in and we started a conversation at the counter because the clerk was nowhere to be found. So we waited. It was about 5 or 6 minutes and here comes the clerk. Not the least bit concerned. If I hadn't been dishonest, I could have cleaned the store out and gone on about my business. You see? Customer service not what it used to be. Lord, help us today. And so we've also seen the infamous commercial advertisement. You know, one where the elderly lady falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
And upon landing at the bottom of the steps, she cries out, what? Help me! I've fallen! And I can't get up! Expecting to get help. I believe it's a life alert.
That's right. Yeah.
Advertisement. That we're all at some point in time looking for help or needing help. I've come across some observations. There are those people who know that they need help, but will not ask for help. Then there are those people who do not realize that they need help, and therefore cannot ask for help. There are those people who realize that they need help, but do not know who to ask, nor how to ask for help. Many of us regard asking for help as a sign of weakness. We will take the risk of spraining our backs, catching a crick in our necks, or dropping something heavy on our feet before asking for help. Even little kids, they try to establish their independence in life. And they began saying, I can do it by myself. I can do it by myself, Daddy. I can do it by myself, Mommy. But here's the truth. We all either have needed help. Need help now, or will need help in the future. Help wanted. We must understand what the psalmist is trying to say to us in this 121st psalm. First verse, he says, I will hold it right there. He lets us know that we all have a will. We have a choice. We can have some say about the matter. He says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. Help wanted today is the fact that we are standing on the side with the sign that says help wanted. We are standing on the side looking to God with the sign that says help wanted. Because as I said before, there are those of us who need help, but we won't ask for help. Because some of us are struggling and wrestling with our own pride. Because when you ask for help, it is sometimes regarded as a weakness. It's sometimes regarded that you are pitiful, that you have just fallen, that you're not able to do anything for yourself. But we've got to understand when it is time to ask for help. And here we see the psalmist must have been in a situation, a desperate, desolate, destitute situation. And then he says, I will. I choose to look unto the hills. Now, I must admit, I had a little issue with this Reverend Charlie when I looked at the various versions of this particular verse. In the King James, it says, from whence cometh my help? And there is a period at the end. But in the NIV and the New King James Version, there is a question mark at the end. From whence cometh my help? As if the psalmist is questioning where his help comes from. Oh, we all know about that. We've all been in that situation. Have you ever been struggling? Have you ever been feeling like you've been left alone? That it seemed like you prayed, you cried, you prayed, and you cried, and you prayed and cried some more, and kept on crying, and you kept on talking, and then you didn't get a response from heaven. It seemed like heaven went on lockdown.
All right now.
And you wonder if God was hearing you. You wonder while you were in restless days and sleepless nights if God even cared about you. You wonder while you were struggling trying to find your next meal, while you were struggling trying to find wondering where you're going to go to work next and trying to make ends meet, if God even still cared about you. So I imagine that the psalmist, that some of the writers put a question mark at the end, because sometimes we're in that place in our lives. I know you don't want to admit it. I know that you always trust God. Your faith is always served. I know that you always have the joy of the Lord. But there are some of us that go through some depressing state. There are some of us that really, that we have those dark moments in our lives, and we wonder if God is still concerned about us. There's some of us that feel like when we cry, when we pray, that the Lord is not hearing us.
All right.
And so, in the King James Version, he said, "From whence cometh my help?" The psalmist says, "I will look up." He wants us to look up. He wants us to look up this morning. Whatever you're going through, you have to look up. Look up, don't look down, because the enemy wants to keep all of us down. The enemy wants to make sure that he takes us out. He's not just trying to injure us. He's not just trying to hurt us, but he's trying to destroy us. So the psalmist says, look up. I don't care what you're experiencing, what you're going through. He says, I choose to look up in spite of what I'm feeling, in spite of what they say, in spite of the report. I purpose, I take all that is within me. I take my will, and I say I'm going to lift up mine eyes. The moment you say you're going to look up, the devil will leave you alone, because he'll recognize that he will no longer be able to hold you hostage. I don't know what you're feeling this morning, but purpose in yourself, I am going to look up. I'm looking up to the hills, and it's believed that the hills were put there because it gives reference to safety. It gives reference to help. It gives reference to aid. If I can just wake up in the morning and begin to look up.
Wow.
Oh, help us to be in here. Sometimes it's hard to even get up out of our beds. But if once you wake up, get up and begin to look up. I may not have a job right now, but I'm going to look up. I may not have the money that I need, but I'm going to look up. When I start looking up, everything around me has got to come up to where I'm looking. If I keep whining and complaining about my situation, it's not going to get better. But if I begin to speak to it, I begin to come up. He's been fearful too, just like you've been fearful.
brother.
He knows what I'm going through.
Yes, praise God.
It's all right.
He knows what I'm going through.
Yeah.
He understands.
Yeah.
Said he's in touch with the feelings of our infirmities. Have you ever run across anybody that is superficial?
Well,
that when you're talking to them, they're so detached from you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is a problem in the body of Christ. Because some of us are so detached from one another.
Oh, my God.
We're so up in the air.
Yeah,
we cannot feel
each
other. When somebody's trying to talk to us and tell us about the pain they're experiencing, we don't want to hear that. We say, get over it. Well, you got to understand something. Sometimes some of us got to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
So that we can feel the pain of somebody else.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell a woman who has lost her only son to get over it.
Right.
Give her time
That's right.
She will get over
That's
it.
Right.
Don't tell a father who has lost his only daughter to get over it. Sympathize with him.
Yeah.
Empathize with him.
Yeah.
Wrap your loving arms all around him and help him to know, hey, I may not be able to feel it exactly, but I'm here for you. Don't tell someone who has been battered and abused to just get over it. Oh, just pray. Oh, just ask the Lord to heal you.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you praying?
Yeah.
Why are you telling them to pray?
Yeah.
Why don't you pray for them?
Right.
Why are you encouraging them to look up? Why don't you just spend some time with them? Why don't you give them your ear and allow them to know that they can talk to you? Why don't you just encourage them? Why don't you call them up and invite them out to lunch? Why don't you call them out and invite them out to dinner? Just help them. And we as church folk, sometimes we're so indifferent. We're so out of touch with what's really going on. Some of us are so out of touch with what's going on with our fellow mother, our fellow member. We get concerned about ourselves. We become selfish because I'm doing well. I got the car that I want. I'm living in a house that I want. I'm even dressed like I want. My children are doing well. Out of touch.
Yeah.
That's not the character of God.
Amen.
That's not the character of Jesus.
Yeah.
Every time we read about Jesus in the four Gospels, there's one reigning theme.
Mm.
There's a phrase that you will find when they describe Jesus. They said, and he was moved with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And we are missing compassion.
Oh, my Lord.
We are missing the ability to just put ourselves in somebody's space.
Come on now. Yeah.
For a moment.
Mm-hmm.
For a moment.
Not that you have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that you have to live there.
My Lord.
Compassion will cause you to encourage one another.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen folks that when you try to tell them, just say a good word to your sister or your brother. I don't say none of them. I've seen folks turn and roll their eyes.
My God.
And we call ourselves Christians.
That's right. That's right. Tell them.
We're supposed to be Christ-like.
That's right.
Not just in this building, in these four walls, but the real testimony and our witness begins when we're outside those doors.
My God. My God.
That folk ought to be able to see the Christ in us. They ought to be able to feel the Christ in us.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost us anything to give somebody a smile.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Tell it, would you tell it? Please.
Just
please
see
tell
it. Just smile.
Please tell
just smile at them.
Oh, my God.
And bless folks, because we know that there are people hurting all around us.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, there are some folks that will never come in here.
That's right.
Because some folks are struggling today with church hurt. The church has cut them off.
Yeah. My God.
And they're not coming to the church.
My God.
So we, as the people of God, Reverend Thompson, got to go to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Because they've been wounded.
Yeah.
By us church folk.
Come on now.
Because of our attitude.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
Our dispositions.
Mm.
And our focus on other things.
Yeah.
My God.
Focus on how much food we're going to have for an event.
Oh, my Lord.
Woo! You bring a potato? Okay, you bring. I like Sister Applewhite's potatoes. Oh, yeah. Give her a friend. Who's going to do the devil eggs? Who's going to fry the chicken this time? All of that has nothing to do with ministry. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
We're supposed to be passing out salvation.
Hello.
Somebody meet us in the marketplace, and they say, what church you go to? You don't need to necessarily tell them what church. Just tell them, I am the church. What do you need? I've got what you need. What do you need? You need me to pray? Let's pray right now. You need salvation? Come on. Romans 10 and 9 say. Right now, that's where we got to go. We got to be ready. So he says that we have a high priest who's compassionate. He touched us wherever we are. He touches us wherever we are. He reaches in and touches us in the midnight hour. When you're wrestling in pain, there's no pain medicine that can take the pain away. We have a high priest that can touch the pain. All you have to do is say, Lord, help me. In the early morning, when you're disturbed about having to get up and go out into the world, when you don't feel like facing the day, we have a high priest that has been touched with our infirmities. When you're struggling in your home, you got a marriage that's jacked up. Your spouse has spoken to you in names. You don't know what they're thinking. You have a high priest that you can just call on and say, I need your help. Paul says, you got help. And he says, because we have him. The psalmist tells us our help comes from above. Some of us have gotten caught up in looking to other people. Now don't get it twisted. God is able to use anybody to help us. But he doesn't want us to become dependent upon our brothers and our sisters.
That's right.
We all need help. But you got to understand where the origin of your help comes from. It doesn't come from Sally. It doesn't come from Joe. It doesn't come from Marcus. It didn't come from Chinakwa. It doesn't come from Bobo. It doesn't come from Herbert. But your help comes from the Lord. Your help doesn't come from your job. Your job is just for real. He is the source. Your help doesn't come from family. Your help doesn't come from friends. Your help comes from the Lord. And Paul says, since you know that you have help, some of us have not used our help. He says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Why is it that I can go boldly before my high priest? Well, because he is my everlasting Father. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my soon coming King. So I don't have to go before him afraid. I don't have to come before him condemned. I don't have to come before him worried about what he gonna say. I come boldly before the throne of grace. In God's throne room. How do I get in God's throne room? I'm glad you want to know. I get in by worship. I go into the throne room by my worship. Let a worshiper take me into the throne room right before the throne of grace. And I can find grace. I can find mercy. Help me in my time of need.
I don't know.
How you just has to say to help you.
Yeah.
He will comfort and keep you. Tell your neighbor, help one.
Help
one.
Help one. Help one.
Help one. I need the Lord's help today. Anybody here say, I need the Lord's help today? This journey is hard.
Yeah.
I can't make it on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going or coming someday.
Yeah.
I need the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
Some days I wake up, I feel to suggest I'm on top of the world.
Yeah.
But other days I feel like the world is on top of me.
Yeah.
Just cry,
yeah.
Help!
Yeah.
Help! Help one.
Yeah. That's all
right. All over there.
My God.
Help, help one. One.
Help one.
He wants to help.
Yeah.
He wants to help us.
Yeah. Yeah.